previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Dasher, it is Austin, the Distance Matter remix as we gear up for the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer presented by Isuzu Motors South Africa.
Yes, so we're super excited about the Big Walk, but we're also very excited about an interview that we're about to have. Look, it's not every day that one is joined in studio by a figure as pivotal in South Africa's history as Mr. Ronnie Casserells. He's known for his commitment to the anti-apartheid struggle. He served as South Africa's Minister for Intelligence Services and has long been an influential voice in our nation's history. He's also authored several books that reflect his experiences and insights from fighting for freedom and justice, some of which are Armed and Dangerous, My Undercover Struggle Against Apartheid, The Unlikely Secret Agent, Catch Me a Catch, Memoirs of a Political Life, A Simple Man, Casserells and the Zuma Enigma. But today, however, he's right here in studio with us in the flesh, and he's about to discuss his latest book, Comrade and Commander, The Life and Times of Joe Modise, which he co-authored with Fidelis Hove. And for those who don't know Joe Modise, he was in fact a bus driver turned freedom fighter who ultimately became South Africa's minister, first Minister of Defence. Mr. Casserells, what an absolute honour. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye, Dunkey. Mulweni, and thanks for that very marvellous introduction.
What an intro.
Absolutely. I hope it did you justice. Just to kick right off with the book, what actually inspired yourself and Fidelis to write about Joe Modise, and why now?
Well, firstly, I knew this fantastic man larger than life all my adult life from the age of 20, 21, when I joined MK back in 61. He was the commander, one of the commanders, right through exile, the overthrow of apartheid, coming back, and then being his deputy minister of defence. Mm. But, of course, he was a controversial figure. There are a lot of people who said he was a bad guy, even a thug and so on. That was built up through the apartheid propaganda machine, and also that Joe Modise, as head of Umkhonto weSizwe for many, many years, had to be strong. He had to demand the discipline from people. The family were bereft, and it's the most wonderful family, at all the negativity, and said to me, please help us to show South Africans the real Joe Modise. And that's how the story began. But to quickly say, I spoke to a few people, including from this part of the world, and said, look, I'm getting into a book on Joe. What did you think of him? Oh, wasn't he something of a thug? And I'd laugh and
terrorist.
I'd say, where does that come from? Oh, that's what we heard. So I said, well, you've got to know the real man, and that's what the book's about. And Professor Janet Cherry from the university here, in an endorsement or review of the book, rather, is saying, when you read this book, you'll never think of Joe Modise as you did in the past.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, you know, really essentially shedding light on the real man. And I mean, as you say, not without, you know, controversy and complexities and so on. How did you approach those when you were writing about him and his story?
Well, we worked out with my co-editor, Fidelis Hove, a lovely young guy from Zimbabwe who married Joe's daughter, one of his daughters. And he had actually started interviewing various people, especially Zimbabweans who adored Joe, the people from ZIPRA, the armed wing of ZAPU. And he came to interview me. And then he said, well, you know, I think you must write this book. I said, no, we continue with the interviews. And then I had something, people would say it's a brainwave. You didn't have to be a genius. I knew the guys from the OSRDF. And many of them were working with Joe as his minister, their minister, and they adored him. So I said, we're also going to get in the old order guys. Mm. And they, as I've said, adored him as well. So that's a mix of voices, including family and friends.
Now, the book includes many interviews with those who knew Modise well. Was there any particular interview or perspective that shed new light on Modise for you personally?
A lot of things. You know, this guy was such a non-racist, quite incredible. And the insights people gave from all over the country, etc., were of a guy who was not a regionalist, who was no racist. In an interview with Gonda Perez from Cape Town, what I suddenly realized is Hotman, Joe's mother was a his mother, which he never spoke about, you know, we kept quiet about backgrounds for security, he opened up to her, and he wasn't hiding the fact, he was proud, that his mother was mixed race.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly realized, hey, of course, Joe's got very light-colored eyes, that kind of thing. And it wasn't that he was hiding it. He was very proud, but he never talked about himself. He was quite a reserved guy in that extent. Then there's a leader of the MK Liberation Army veterans. Okay, that's nothing to do with MK, the party, which is all fake, etc. And his name is Dan Hatto from the Eastern Cape, from PE. And he's working in Angola. And Joe identifies him as a guy he wants to be in a command of a camp and later to deploy from Botswana. And he says to Joe, but I don't know that language and I come from the Cape, etc. And Joe says, we're not just putting people into places where they've come from. We a nation. And you will learn to speak Tswana and I will help you. I need you there. And Dan says, my God, why do some people in the ranks of MK say that this guy is a regionalist from the Transvaal? Nothing of the sort. He's really quite emphatic about that, and others are as well.
Very interesting. All right. We know that Joe Modisa was chosen by Nelson Mandela and Oliver Tambo for high responsibility positions across decades. In your view, what were the qualities that made him such a trusted leader?
Well, he was absolutely loyal, not simply ANC, but loyal to the ANC, which is, you know, such a preeminent liberation movement from this country and in Africa and the world regarded that way. He's political. He's not just a military guy, you know. He proves himself to Madiba as a 20-year-old back in 1949, the young bus driver, in terms of carrying out the tasks of the day and into the 50s, the defiance campaign and things like that. And Joe shows that he's brave, he's got leadership qualities, he carries out his mission, these kind of things. He goes on, in terms of a very difficult job, to be the commander after Madiba's arrested, you know, in prison, etc. He becomes the commander of MK. Oliver Tambo appoints him that because he says he's a man of integrity who you can rely on through thick and thin. He's got courage. He doesn't run away. He doesn't give up, which then fast forward to coming back into South Africa. Madiba makes him the Minister of Defence because he knows Joe is going to win over the old guard. They will respect him and realize he's a non-racist. He wants to create a new defense force that's going to work, that's going to have discipline, etc. He's the man. This runs through all those incredible qualities. And he doesn't run away from problems. He seeks to solve them. He's highly practical in that regard.
Well, Mr. Caswells, I mean, this book is certainly going to be just binge-worthy fodder for anyone who's interested in South African politics, in history and so on. But for younger South Africans who perhaps don't know much about Joe Modise, what do you hope that their take-home would be from reading Comrade and Commander?
To be inspired, understanding where we came from, what it takes to develop your abilities, to have discipline, to have focus, commitment, to understand, as I said, where we came from, the past, what was apartheid like, what did it take to overcome that monstrous system, to stand up as a young guy, as a from the the 1940s. He's born in 1929. Okay.
In Sophiatown.
And a Sophiatown guy. And how he developed, he was a bright young boy, but he had to leave school when he had his JC to go and work later on.
For those who don't know, JC standard 8.
Standard
or grade 8,
10. Yeah, that's new to me. That's new to me. I'm an old guy. And he studies while he's doing all these work and responsibilities and gets his matric. Mm-hmm. And he stresses the question of education. And I'll tell you another thing, because we can go on with this. He teaches them about gender equality. Mm. We bring women into MK. And, you know, a lot of funny things can go on in camps and training, and he comes down hard on it. And it, by example, he shows them, you respect women. It comes out in his family, mm. how he dealt with his wife and how his children and the upbringing.
So there's plenty to
learn about respect people, respect women, respect young children, and teach them how to grow up. So young people, the new generation, will learn so much, and I'm absolutely sure be so inspired by his example of his life.
Mm. Important conversations, and just, you know, just such important lessons as well. Really a pity that we actually cannot go on forever. But the conversation does continue this afternoon at 5:30 at the South End Museum Hall with Dr. Ongama Mdimga of the Raymond Mhlaba Center at Nelson Mandela University. It's going to take place between Mr. Ronnie Casserles as well as his co-author, Fidelis Hover. They are going to be there, 5:30 South End Museum Hall this afternoon. Tomorrow, same time, at the Mendi Arts Centre, they'll be talking about the book, of course, Comrade and Commander, The Life and Times of Joe Modise, and the book will also be on sale at both venues as well as around bookshops in the country. Thank you so much, Mr. Casserles.
It's a pleasure.
Absolute honour chatting.
Pleasure
to
meet you. Or bye, donkey.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.